Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360 on this Wednesday. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with you. Now, the players off on Wednesday, but a busy day off the field for the Eagles. Chris Long, of course, making headlines with the news that he will donate all of his game checks in 2017. A very magnanimous move from Long. The Eagles, meanwhile, getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Washington Redskins, and that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. We'll have a progress report from an Eagles defensive player who's been outstanding this year. Mike Quick and I will take a look at the Washington Redskins part two. But first, we want to go back to Thursday night, the win in Carolina. Rodney McLeod playing a big game at safety, part of a really important defensive effort, three takeaways. We had a microphone on McLeod to pick up some of the action. We'll meet him in studio in just a bit. But first, a miking with Rodney McLeod.
It's Thursday! It's a work day. We here. What's up? We here. Let's go. Oh, set the tone now. Oh, first down. Nice. What up, boy? What up, 5-3? Just do your job. Let's go.
Just do your job.
Stay disciplined. Come on. Let's go now. Rally and tackle. Rally, tackle. What up, Pete? My dog. That was a crazy catch, boy. Oh! Hurts. He caught him late. Caught him late. Come on, 5-3. That boy been everywhere tonight, boy. What up, 5-3? I caught that. They playing with me, man. They playing with me. Oh, man. That boy got the wheels, cuz. None of that. It ain't free this way. None of that free this way. Just calm down. We good. Hey, keep competing now. Hey, you good. Next play. Next play. Next play right now. Hey! Hey! Dane Green, boy! That's what I'm talking about, man! I didn't even see you. I'm blitzing. I look back. I'm like, oh! Hey, what a camera. Hey, what a camera do that? Hey. Babe, 5-1, baby.
Rodney McLeod, Eagles safety, having a fine season. Join me now in the studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Weekend off. What'd you do? Anything fun?
Went home a little bit. Actually got a chance to check out my little sister's soccer game.
Nice.
So that was interesting.
Sure. What kind of game does she have? How would you evaluate her game?
I felt like she did good. She was a team player. She didn't get any goals, but she did her job, and I would say she did well. They didn't win, unfortunately, but she still did good.
For fans who don't understand, how much does that rejuvenate the body? Just getting, you go two games in 5 days, you're feeling like you're in a train wreck.
Yeah.
Taking 3 days off must have felt great for you.
It's huge for the body, but also mentally too. Kind of just unwind a little bit, take a step back from the game. But, this week coming up, we get a few extra days to prepare for Washington, which they're playing well right now. So that's going to be huge for us.
Which is interesting. A team that you just saw in week one, they're a lot different than they were in week one, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're doing things a little bit different, which you have to do in this league. You got to switch up your things that defense is playing for. And it's going to be a good battle, man. Terrell Pryor is playing good. I think Doxson, the young receiver, is coming along, and Kirk Cousins is the general over there making things work.
Why does it work for Kirk Cousins? He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He doesn't have the biggest arm, but, man, he's really tough.
I think he's just a smart player, man. He does the little things right. You see him make the correct throws. And in this league as a quarterback, that's what you want to do. And his decision to make those plays is good. He's a good decision maker. He doesn't throw too many interceptions. So those are all the things that make that team go and make him who he is.
Rodney, biggest difference between this offense 2016, 2017, what do you think it is?
Eagles-wise?
Yeah.
Man, to guys over there, players make a difference, man. You see everybody just have bought into Doug Peterson's scheme, and Carson Wentz is the general. He's making everything go, but that run game mixed in with the passing and putting in Ertz, and then you sprinkling Alshon and then Nelson and then Torrey Smith with the big play. It's like pick your matchup.
Do you watch when you're on the sidelines?
I do watch.
You're on the book?
For a quick second, but okay. then I'm right up. Either I'm standing up watching or I'm catching my breath on the sideline watching. And I see it every day at practice, and it's good to see it unfold on Sundays.
This defense, though, last year, you know, everybody's kind of getting to know each other, getting to know Jim. Jim was getting to know all of you. It just seems like it's gone this huge step forward.
Oh, yeah, man. We took tremendous strides in this offseason. You know, a lot of additions to the defense. Jernigan being a huge impact so far early on, adding him with Chris Long and bringing in Derek Barnett to help out that front seven was huge. And you just see it paying off. And, you know, D-line is providing pressure, and then we're doing our job in the back end, and it's just gelling. And linebackers are getting downhill. So we're flying around having fun. I think that's what it's all about. On Sundays, we just go out there and just have fun and play for one another.
It seems that there were so many questions about the secondary, a lot of youth there, and that everybody had to kind of grow up all at once. First of all, did you have questions about how this thing would all come together in the back end, and then what have you seen in these first six games?
I didn't have any doubt. I've seen how hard these guys have worked, how hard Corey has prepared us for these moments. And guys are just playing with good technique. We're communicating well. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're making plays. That's what it's all about as a defensive back. It's a passing league. So we always know most of the time the game is going to come down to us and how we play. And we're always up for the challenge each and every Sunday. And guys are just true pros, man. I'm proud of seeing guys like Jalen Mills, Rasul. You know, the list goes on.
Patrick, who came from nowhere. Like,
man, I knew he was going to be big. Mm-hmm. You know, just the experience. That's huge. And he's been impactful from day one. So sky's the limit for this unit. You just got to stay focused and stay humble and keep grinding.
How about your game through six games?
I mean, obviously I missed like a game and a half, which was difficult for me, but starting to feel like myself this last game. And I'm happy to just be out there. You don't understand how much you really miss the game until you're not actually out there playing. And, you know, I do everything in the off season and grind every day to be out there with my team and contribute and make plays. So I'm just happy to be back out there and ready for Monday night.
That's true. You work all these days for 16 rewards.
Yeah.
And then
man.
When it gets taken away from you, what? So you're just a maniac. We talked about this earlier. You are incorrigible on the sidelines when you're not playing, right? Like you're just ball of energy.
Itching. Yeah. Like, please, coach, just give me a helmet. Yeah.
The game of football is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you still get into Monday Night Football?
Oh, man, how can you not? Mm. You know, everybody's watching. I think that's the best thing. And you go out there and, you know, you forget about everything else and you live in that moment. And just knowing the lights are bright and you got to shine. So we're excited, man. It's a division opponent. We're back at the link. It's going to be loud. What better way? You know, to go out there and get a win, a division opponent, and at home.
Sounds good. Rodney McLeod, brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us as well. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's, introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders, irresistibly delicious and made with 100% white meat chicken. Try a four-piece at the introductory price of $3.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
A hero to me is somebody that acts without hesitation, helps someone in need, helps a community in need.
Do what is right, whether somebody's watching or not.
Somebody selflessly doing something for others.
That's what a real life hero is.
Somebody that lives their life
trying to help somebody.
Ordinary people.
Willing to answer the cry.
Anybody who can show signs of courage. Really anybody.
Welcome back. Time now joined by Mike Quick, the great radio analyst. 21 years, Hall of Famer, enjoying the season. Aren't we all? It's a fun time, isn't it? It really is a fun time.
I hope you're enjoying the season. You have to enjoy the journey no matter what the journey is. And this is right now a really good journey. So let's all enjoy it.
And let's see what is to come for the Philadelphia Eagles. And with that, we take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLticketExchange.com. Mike, the home schedule is here. It's here. Redskins on Monday night, and then the rest of the month, home, baby, against the 49ers, and then we got the Broncos early November. A chance to get a little distance in the NFC East, perhaps?
Yeah, and it's right now a great vibe throughout the Delaware Valley because of the performance of this team, and I think it's going to be just a great home stretch with three games here, everybody checking out this team, and can't wait to see just how the link's going to rock with all of these people, with all this positive vibe that's going around.
It's interesting. Buddy Ryan used to say the games really don't matter until the snow flies in November. However, the Eagles have a chance to really accumulate some real estate right now. That's really what it's all about, just racking up the W's.
I think you want to always win, of course. But in this situation, I think that there are some teams that where the Eagles are going to be favored. If they can get some wins in November and position themselves for the playoffs, for whatever position that they may have when it comes to that, I think that's what it's all about at this point.
It really is amazing that we're talking about the playoffs after six games. A pretty remarkable start for the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's a look at our Eagles' upcoming schedule. Now we want to take a first look for a second time at the Washington Redskins, presented by Whip Flea. Of course, the Eagles and the Redskins squaring off in week one of this NFL season. Here we are, Mike. We are weeks later, and the Redskins are 3-2. The Eagles are 5-1, and it just feels like, the Redskins are still the team that may give the Eagles the most trouble in this division.
Yeah, I think so. I think Kirk Cousins has found a new target in Chris Thompson. He gets him the ball in a variety of ways, and that's really where they go with the football now. They're not really throwing the ball downfield effectively. Vernon Davis, of course, he'll go downfield at least once a game. They're going to try to get the ball deep to him. They're a speedy tight end. But that team right now, they don't have that rhythm that we normally see out of that football team. And complementing plays, they set up something big with plays earlier where they're complementing one another. And I'm just not seeing that when I watch that offense operate anymore.
Was it a mistake on their part to part ways with DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon and sign Terrell Pryor for a one-year deal? Josh Doctson, their first-round pick last year, maturing, but doesn't appear to be there yet, scored a touchdown Sunday against San Francisco. If you could do it all over again and you're the Washington Redskins, Mike, do you keep DeSean and keep Garçon?
See, if I was the Redskins, I never would have let either one of those guys go. Doctson, I think, can help the Redskins. Pryor doesn't run good routes. I think when you watch them, they're just off a little bit. The timing on the routes and the combination, they're just not as they were when they had Pierre Garçon, when they had DeSean Jackson. And DeSean Jackson's ability to open up the defense with his speed just allowed other people to be more effective. They don't have that threat any longer.
Yeah, and I don't miss watching DeSean against this defense at all.
There was always at least one big play.
Was always. When he always. You're always Redskins, and you're holding always, your breath.
Yeah, because you knew at some point in the game, DeSean Jackson was going to hurt the defense. Yeah. They no longer have that type of threat.
What they also have, Mike, right now, they have a lot of injuries. And I don't think it's fair to say, hey, the injuries are going to be the impact here, because we saw what happened Sunday night. The Giants, all those injuries, they went into Denver and won. But still, Jonathan Allen, defensive lineman, out for this game. Bashaud Breeland, cornerback, very questionable to play in this game. Josh Norman, still very questionable, the cornerback. The new kicker this week, Dustin Hopkins, out with an injury, hip flexor injury. Mike, they are banged up, beaten up. What does it mean for this game?
So back up a little bit and look at when the Eagles have gone into games, banged up, injury-ridden secondary, and what did they do? young guys stepped up. And that's what usually happens when guys get an opportunity. Dave, the talent level in this league is not, there's not such a wide margin that guys can't step in and play and be effective. All of these guys are professionals. All of them are talented. So I wouldn't look at the Washington Redskins and say, okay, because they're so banged up, then it's a gimme. The Eagles are just going to run up and down the field on them. It's not that way. When you put in some of these guys that are waiting for their opportunities, you sometimes get a better performance than the guy who was already there.
So if Washington comes in here, desperate team, obviously they want to win this game, get back into the race here in the NFC East, how would they beat the Eagles? What is their modus operandi to beat the Eagles?
Well, first of all, they want to stay in the race. And I don't think that they have, quite honestly, I don't think they have enough firepower to beat the Eagles. Like I said, they're out of rhythm offensively. And I don't know if Matt Kavanaugh, their offensive coordinator, can get them in rhythm, can get them to where they need to be. Because when you watch the defense of the Eagles play, they're humming. They have all these different ways to affect the quarterback, all these different ways to knock you off schedule in their in the run defense. Right now, they're playing outstanding football, and when I look at the two matchups, I just don't see how Washington's going to get it done.
You talked about the Eagles' defense. In that first game win at FedEx Field, the Eagles hit Kirk Cousins 8 times, sacked him 4 times, two fumbles, an interception, big plays against Cousins, who had a season-low quarterback rating of 72. Yep. It's going to be, again, very incumbent upon the Eagles' defensive line, the front, to set the tone against a good front.
Yeah, and
good
that's
offensive
what they,
line.
Yeah, they're a very good offensive line, but that's what the Eagles do. They beat up, they break down protections with their guys up front. They beat up offensive lines. They affect the quarterback in doing so. And on the way to the quarterback, they hit the running back in the run game. So they have a great formula, and if they continue to play with the tenacity, with the spirit that they play with, it's going to be hard for the Washington Redskins.
Way back when in this segment, you talked about Chris Thompson, not a household name, very shifty running back, excellent receiver, has hurt the Eagles in the past. Does he compare to Christian McCaffrey? Is he kind of that kind of player? Is he more of a Andre Ellington kind of player? The Eagles have had their hands full with receiving-type running backs the last couple of weeks.
I think he has some of the shiftiness, some of the ability that Christian McCaffrey has, but I think he's a stronger body. I think he runs a little bit harder and more of a running back. I mean, he actually has the ability to run between the tackles if they need him, ask him to do that.
And again, for the Eagles on offense, the big challenge is to keep Carson Wentz clean, and that means keeping Ryan Kerrigan away from the backfield, Lane Johnson back in the lineup this week. Are the Eagles equipped to keep Kerrigan and company away from Carson?
That's going to be the big challenge, because if you look at even the last week's game against the Carolina Panthers, they sent a lot of blitzes at Carson. So the offensive line, they have to all be on the same page. But Carson has to understand where the pressures are coming from, and understand when he has to beat a guy, where the guy's going to come free and he has to get it out quickly, or he has to avoid that guy and buy himself enough time to get the ball down the field. That's going to be a huge element in this football game, the pressures, the blitzes that Carson's going to see from the Redskins. But when you start to hurt them, when they're bringing pressure, you're able to get the ball out, as he did against Carolina, to Nelson Aguilar, against a linebacker in Shaq Thompson, and he runs away from him into the end zone. When you start to beat the blitz in ways like that, then they stop blitzing you so much.
It's a tasty one on Monday night. Primetime game again for the Eagles hosting the Washington Redskins. That's our first look for a second time at Washington, presented by Whip Flea. More to come here on Eagles 360 when we return. How about Nigel Bradham fitting into this defense, year number two with Jim Schwartz in Philadelphia, and he's become a dominant strong side linebacker? We have a progress report when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
I work overtime when I can get it. I need my blood sugar to stay in control.
I need to cut my A1C.
Weekends are my time. I need an insulin that fits my schedule.
Tracy Moretti.
Tracebo is used to control high blood sugar in adults with diabetes. Don't use Tracebo to treat diabetic ketoacidosis during episodes of low blood sugar or if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Don't share needles or insulin pens. Don't reuse needles. The most common side effect is low blood sugar, which may cause dizziness, sweating, confusion, and headache. Check your blood sugar. Low blood sugar can be serious and may be life-threatening. Injection site reactions may occur. Tell your prescriber about all medicines you take and all your medical conditions. Taking TZDs with insulins like Tracebo may cause serious side effects like heart failure. Your insulin dose shouldn't be changed without asking your prescriber. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing, fast heartbeat, extreme drowsiness, swelling of your face, tongue, or throat, dizziness, or confusion. Ask your healthcare provider if you're Tracebo ready. Covered by most insurance and Medicare plans. Tracebo ready.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacked to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. The defensive performance has been nothing short of outstanding in the face of a lot of injuries for the Eagles through the first 6 weeks. They've done it because the Eagles made some good additions in the offseason. The players still here from 2016 meshing, understanding what Jim Schwartz is trying to do. He understands what they're trying to do. And one player who's really benefited from all that, strong side linebacker Nigel Bradham, who had a terrific game in Carolina, 10 total tackles, 2 passes defensed. He is the subject of this week's FanDuel Progress Report.
All right, Q, Progress Report brings us to linebacker Nigel Bradham, whose play and production has really picked up over the last few weeks. And I think he had his best game as an Eagle, quite frankly, this last game against the Carolina Panthers. Let's take a look at him here in coverage. So on offense here, we're going to have, 3rd and 9. Yeah. So they're going to try to influence him with the receiver here to get him to bite up on that and then try to slide the receiver in behind him. I like the way Nigel does a great job of first, you know, disguising, and then he makes sure he stays in the passing lane of the quarterback.
So Cam knows that he's got a 6'5 target right here, and he wants to throw the ball. Although Nigel has dropped into that area, he wants to try to get it over his head, but this is a great job of getting into the throwing lane and climbing up the ladder to get that football. It's a third down situation. That's how you get off the field on third down.
Yeah, reading the quarterback's eyes, Nigel did a great job here. You know, you're going to watch him here right before halftime. Cam Newton's going to scramble, try to get out of bounds, preserve some time, yep, possibly get a field goal there. I like the way, you know, we're in a zone coverage. Everybody has their eyes on the quarterback. We can see where Cam is at, and when he decides to take off, you watch how Nigel accelerates, and then he's able to get this big guy down in bounds.
Well, they realize that this is a big part of the Carolina Panthers offense, and Nigel, as you said, as soon as he recognized that Cam's going to run, look how quickly he closes that gap and he gets him on the ground to, again, to get the Panthers off the football field. Another big play on third down.
And listen, when you lose a guy in your core, like we lost Jordan Hicks in this game, Nigel has to come in and play middle linebacker where Jordan Hicks would normally be at play.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks now, yeah, where Jordan went down and Nigel comes in. He becomes a signal caller. And look, he's directing traffic, making sure that everybody's lined up properly. And then he's making the play on the outside. And it's an outstanding play of stopping McCaffrey from getting into the end zone. He nearly took his head off.
Yeah, man-to-man coverage on Christian McCaffrey here. This is basically a wide receiver. Nigel doing a great job of keeping relation with him as he goes outside, yep, and then comes up and makes the big tackle. We're going to watch him here again in coverage. You got another third down and long situation. Yep. We're in a little bit of a Tampa 2 coverage. Nigel's responsibility is he's reading off of 2 and three here, right? So when these guys come out, Nigel's responsibility is to get as deep as the number three guy. And when he's no longer threatened by that guy, he can sit down in the coverage and then read the eyes of the quarterback. He does it again here. Nice job.
Just good, smart defense. You look across the board, and as you said earlier, in that zone defense, everybody's eyes on the quarterback. They're keeping the throws underneath them. They'll give up this because they know they're going to close quickly and make the stop and get this offense again off of the football field. Nigel's been playing outstanding football the past couple of weeks.
That's a mark of a good defense. Nigel Bradham has been a big part of why this defense is the number one rushing defense in the NFL. Great progress from number 53.
On Thursday, we've got the Eagles Live podcast dropping for you. Make sure you check that out and get ready for Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Redskins. We've got our old school All-22 look at a game the Eagles and Washington played, a defensive effort which has defined so many of the games in this rivalry. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick take care of that. And our game plan show is available for download. Get inside the X's and the O's ahead of the big one on Monday night. We've got you covered on Monday night, beginning with our Exalta kickoff show. That begins at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, our postgame show presented by Rico, the Eagles looking to take control of the NFC East. A big one at Lincoln Financial Field, including the induction of former place kicker David Akers into the team's Hall of Fame. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.